Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host, King Chuck.
Chip. What up, though?
King Chuck is definitely in the building.
As always, baby, I'm worldwide.
As always, you're worldwide, or as always, you're here.
Here you go, you're starting already. I'm worldwide, baby, I'm worldwide.
My brother is back, so I'm so fucking happy.
A little razzle dazzle.
Yes. And we got a lot of things going on tonight. Before we get into the convos, how's your week?
Awesome. You know, like I said, I've been involved in a little razzle dazzle, and you know, but it's all for the love.
That's what's up. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
I was putting an MIA on you.
Yeah, I heard, man. That wasn't cool, but I get it.
Listen, don't be getting your feelings. Don't get emotional. Don't get in your feelings and shit.
Nah, I felt like Eddie Kane from Five Heartbeats. You know what I'm saying? Trying to replace me and shit.
Well, you can't be replaced, but if that's you right. Ain't on time,
they ain't got it. You don't come. They ain't gonna get it.
Hey, what's up? We got a couple guests tonight. We got my hubby Ray Boogs in the building. How you doing, baby?
I'm here, yo.
I want to say you did an excellent job last week. You look sexy, too. It was good to have a sexy bit of face in front of me.
Oh, thank you. Anything better than this ugly motherfucker in front of y'all?
Oh, time out. I ain't sexy? What the fuck? You can't... The way you said that last part in front of me, like when you look at me...
Well, you my brother, so I'm not looking at you in
that way. I say handsome. But I just didn't like that part.
That last part got you in your feelings?
Yeah.
On a sidebar real quick. How do you get your fucking waves to spin like that? Because it's you got that Indian flat shit in the back, but in the front, it all spins.
Listen. I keep my shit wrapped at all times. The only time I take off the rag is to wash my shit. Brush it real quick. That's it.
Okay.
Fuck that.
That's Grooming 101 from King Chuck.
I've been trying.
Listen, this is Convo 28. So if you miss our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud and iTunes and check us out. And make sure you leave a 5-star review. My bad, I forgot our other guest for tonight, Yada the Goddess. What's up, lady?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're good. How you feeling today? This is going to be a good, interesting show. Everybody's week is good?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get into the convos. It's a couple things that I want to touch on. And we're going to first start with our bae of the week. That's a new thing we've been going with Chuck since you wasn't here last week.
Okay.
I started without you. But, you know, this could be your first.
You just gotta keep doing that shit in my face.
I do.
It's all right. I can take it. I'm the one that can take it. So it's all right. Wait, who go first?
So you go first. Because you
can only have one?
Typically, you know, just one. Don't be greedy. One bae of the week.
All right, well, can I got somebody in mind, but they twins.
Okay.
It's these two midget bitches that be twerking me. That's my bae of the week.
Do you know their names?
Nah, I think one of them pregnant too. I don't even give a fuck.
Is this on the ATL Short Girl show?
I don't watch that. I didn't even know they had a midget.
Little ladies of ATL. That's
are you
called.
Fucking serious?
Yes, they got the little Spanish girl.
Hold up, they have a midget reality show.
Yes, they just had a reunion.
Well, how did you see these midget chicks then?
I be seeing them on Instagram and Facebook and shit. They just be twerking and in strip club shit.
But are they Spanish?
I don't know what they are. They light skinned it. I just want a fucking midget. So I'll take them because it's twins. It's two of them.
Okay. So he has bays.
So if you put them together, that account for one person.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah.
I got you.
Two halves of the heart.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Chuck is going with the midgets as his bae of the week. Mm-hmm. Bae, who's your bae of the week?
Oh, man. I didn't really give a lot of thought into this, man. Damn, man.
Quick.
Tick. It's just so many. But I'm always going to go back to the old school, man. And I'll take Angela Bassett.
Oh, okay.
What's love got to do with it, Angela Bassett? She looked good. We were talking about that a few shows ago, that she still got it at, I don't know how old she is.
She like 67.
And what you say? You said, no disrespect to Courtney B. Vance, but you'll fuck the dog shit out of her. Something like that.
I would rabbit fuck the dog shit out of her. Yes, I would. I got it, though. Hey, Ange.
Yada the Goddess, who will be your bae of the week?
My bae of the week.
Tick, 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 t
It would have to be, what's his name? I forget. The one with the dreads.
It's like a lot of niggas.
Who, the Nick? Who, the Weeknd?
No.
No, he don't have dreads anymore.
Oh.
He does?
He cut it off.
Oh. Who? Nigga with the dreads.
What is his name?
That's like any nigga locked up. Yeah. Ain't nigga on the block.
Oh, that's his name. Ty Dolla
Sign. Oh, Ty Dolla Sign? Oh. Mm-hmm. Is it the eyes?
No. It's the lips.
The lips.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ty Dolla Sign in the building.
What about you, young lady?
Woo! I finally get to go.
Why she pick somebody white?
Well, I don't discriminate. I like them all.
I'm not mad. I'm just...
But my Bay of the Week is not white. He's black, but he's light-skinned. I'm going to go with Amari Hardwick. You might know him as Ghost from Power. But I was big on him before he got the role as Ghost in Power. Like, when he was in Dark Blue, which was on TNT, this was like a few years before Power, he was so fucking fine. Now people are catching up with Ghost. Jamie, what's his last name on Power?
His fucking name is Jamie.
Jamie something.
That's a lot of
but, ladies, do you know who I'm talking about?
We know.
I know who Amar Hardwick is.
Oh. Yeah, that's he's Jamie.
Yeah,
on the show.
He always playing gay roles.
I don't give a fuck what he's playing. His face, his that body is right. And what role did he play that was gay? He damn sure ain't gay in Power.
The one where he was married to Janet Jackson. He was in the video. it was a gay dude, whatever. And when you pull the covers, it was him and his face.
Get out of here, Chuck.
I'm not bullshitting.
One fucking role.
No, it's two.
First of all, y'all not going to rain on my parade. Amari Hardwick.
Look, I was just...
Hold on, you said he was light-skinned, too.
I was just making an observation.
Who?
Amari Hardwick.
Yeah.
Nigga, my three shades darker than us. And we ain't light-skinned.
Nah, he
light-skinned. Jamie?
Yeah, he light-skinned.
Amari. His name is Amari.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I watched the show with you, babe.
Maybe it's the makeup, but he light skin, son.
Yeah, but he light skin?
Yeah, he light skin.
Lighter than us?
Yeah. And he's fine as fuck.
I didn't say that.
So, shout out. I can't wait till Power comes on. I think it comes on in July. A girl can dream. So, that's the Bay of the Week.
Okay.
You guys like that segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta know names. You gotta have names. You can't just say the midgets.
Wait. Even if I knew their names, I gotta say the two midget bitches because it just sounds better when I say it. So let me rock like that.
Okay. All right.
But I know their names.
I thought you said you didn't know their names.
I was gonna say something stupid like Tiny and Lil Teapot or some shit like that. I don't know.
Hey, look.
They remind me of Lil Teacups.
But she didn't give you no heads up. She just threw you.
It's okay. So, I love that.
But, no, I told him what it was, but he likes that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own thing that we do. All right, let's start with the first convo. I want to talk about what they're trying to do to Biggie in Brooklyn. And, you know, it's sad because Brooklyn is his birthplace. Mm-hmm. When you think about Brooklyn, you think about Jigga, you think about...
Tyson, Big bringing the platinum...
Plaque
back to Brooklyn, yeah.
Absolutely. So when you think about music, it's synonymous with Brooklyn and Biggie, right? Mm-hmm. We would agree. So a couple years ago, two artists, they put up this mural on the wall of, I think it's like the block in which he was raised. And it's a beautiful picture. It's it's him with a crown on his head,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is symbolic to what he is, the King of New York. And that's what it's called, King of New York. And, you know, now that they are changing Brooklyn and as so many other places are doing the same thing, downtown New York, you know, they're getting different money to come into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, they want certain people to be in that neighborhood. So now that they have Caucasians that's running Brooklyn.
All this nigga shit gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mm-hmm. at its finest. They are saying if they keep this mural up, that it will create or attract certain elements that they don't want in their neighborhood. So, with that being said, they want to take it down. So they want to take this picture down, and the crazy part about it, the landlord, the owner of the building, he said that it's going down one way or the other. But if you want it to stay up, you're going to have to run your pockets. and they want $12.50 a month to keep this up. So, with that being said, tell me your thoughts, and I'm going to go with my co-host first. King Chuck, what's your thoughts on this?
My thought number one, that's some bullshit. Fuck any and everybody that's trying to take it down. Number two, Puffy should buy the building. That way that the picture of Big will stay up there forever. Problem solved. Too easy.
Too easy?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be easy at all, Chuck. I'm too 100 with you.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's the principalities.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we know. We know.
So, what I heard, basically, is it's going to bring a certain element to the neighborhood.
That's bullshit.
Right, right.
Come on.
That to gentrify, like, come on. So, you're going to bring black people with guns in their... Bruh, you're in Brooklyn.
Right, right.
Ain't nobody been busting guns over there yet. Who so, you, why, who so you going to bring some new people?
Right.
You going to bring some new people? New people? Ain't nothing but Negroes out there in Brooklyn. Stop.
Not anymore. They chasing the black
people. They chasing them away, but the black people been there. So when the mural was up, probably before they bought the building, right? That's the idea. Before they bought the building, the mural was there. Were they busting guns there? Then? You bought the building on, they were busting guns outside because of the mural? You need to stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
They're trying to say, yo, we only staying around because this mural. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, right. Now here's the funny
part.
We going
to flock because of that.
If this was a problem, right? It wouldn't be no dollar value because you're bringing violence to my community because of this mural.
Uh-huh.
So you can't lease this. You can't rent this mural and pay me a dollar number. I don't want it here.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're going to take advantage of the Negroes who have some type of sentimental value about Big Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep it for $1,300.
I was about to say, you know, take that damn picture down. Take it down.
$12.50 plus tax.
Take it down.
But this is my issue. This is my issue. Because they wouldn't have done this if this was John Lennon. They wouldn't have done it if it was Elvis. They would have kept that shit up, no problem, no issues. But because it's one of our own, you know, it's like they devalue us.
Mm-hmm.
Our music, our craft, who we are, and what Biggie represents. It's not just that he's a rapper, but to so many people, you know, he's the king of New York.
Fat,
king
black,
of Brooklyn.
And nasty.
Mm-hmm. I just want to go... Just to be devil's advocate, how they will respond is, well, you know what type of music they made. He didn't make John Lennon music.
When they do that.
He didn't make Elvis Presley music.
Not all of the fucking Beatles or Elvis music was positive, so they can get the fuck out of here with that.
I hear
shit
you,
too.
But that's how they always go. He's
we
a rapper.
We need to play the race card. They gave it to us for a reason. That's what we need to play. We use it really well.
That's right.
Like, that's all we can do.
Goddamn.
Even if Puffy come and buy the building, who's to say the mayor will be like, oh, okay, now we should keep it. No, it might mm-hmm. be something. Oh, well, you gotta pay taxes on the land and this and that. It's gonna be something else. So it's always gonna be something more, bigger, harder.
Because it's us, we can't have shit.
Yeah, I agree what Yada the Goddess basically said, because it's bigger than money. Because today it might be $12.50, but next month it might be $5,000. They can regulate it
and
however they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's New York, so... The stakes is high, so they can do whatever they want, but it's just bigger than just, you know, they're gonna take the mural down. It's like, man, this is a part of history, right? This he's so much Brooklyn than anybody else. Why shouldn't he have a place today? I don't know if they have like Notorious Big Way or Christopher Wallace Lane. I don't know, but that mural is a lot.
Yeah,
people come from all over to see this.
That's right.
So it's like, you know, to us, I don't know if it's to the masses, but to us, it's a part of history, you know, so I don't know. I just don't see them taking John Lennon shit down or Elvis.
And it's still a tourist attraction. People actually go there to take that picture with that mural on the back. And I've seen it plenty of times on Instagram and everything.
But, we were recently in L.A. and we saw one of Tupac downtown. And definitely wanted to take some pictures with that one. But I don't know, man. It's terrible how we get done.
To say the least.
So unfortunately, they're doing petitions right now. They're trying to raise money to keep it, you know, up. So
I mean, $1,300, and not to be funny to the rest of the country. It's not a lot of money here in the North. You know what I mean?
It's
but it's the principles of it. You know, you're trying to capitalize on us. are you going to upkeep the mural? I mean, like, are you going to have somebody go there and do some detailing after a certain period of time for the 1300? I just want to know, like, the particulars. Like, is it, has it been detailed? Is it in the contract or the lease? Like, what are we doing?
No, we're just going to take your money every month, make sure it's not fucking late, or you know what's coming down.
They should just name a street after him or something.
I agree.
Or give him a statue. Nothing. It don't have to be like the, you know, Lady Liberty or nothing. Like, just you know.
Something.
Yeah.
Like when you come into Brooklyn.
Yeah. At the Barclays Center or something. Yo. You know, looking big or something. You know, something.
I hear you.
And you know what? I can see Jigga Man, Sean Carter, doing something like that.
Something.
Making it happen.
Yeah.
I think, because, you know, I think he pushes Biggie more than Puff does. So I think he definitely can make it happen.
Yeah, because if they start, if we do, the people of Brooklyn start paying the 1300, if they're late with the money, you're gonna see a nose or a beard go like this face and shit. Hold on, y'all a few days late, y'all you know, missed it.
How come Big missing his crown?
Yeah. You know, that's the first to go.
Oh shit.
That's fucked up how they do it.
They,
so
yeah.
Let us know what you think. I'm gonna put a poll up tomorrow, basically. And I want to know, is it okay for them to take this mural down? Is it historic value? Is it something that should be up? Should Big get a statue? What should happen? You know, and this is a time, if you believe in hip hop or you rock with Biggie and Pac or come from that era, that you should have a say in it. You should not be just saying, especially if you're from Brooklyn and you live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. This is something where you definitely need to speak on this, because this is a part of our history. All right, so this is convo number 28. Convo number 28. So if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud and make sure you got an iTunes. Make sure you follow my co-host King Chuck on Twitter, The Real King Chuck.
You know it.
Make sure you follow me, Tiffany Nicole. Actually, I'm our Queen Tiffany on Twitter, and become our friend on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and follow the show at _ Midnight Convos, and we're now on Instagram, Midnight Convos Podcast, and we're going to try to put a video up to show y'all how much fun we have while we're doing the show.
Okay.
All right, so next convo. So, Aaron Hernandez passed away. Or killed himself, committed suicide, or somebody did him. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Because I truly don't believe that he killed himself. But that's another story for another day. There was supposedly, allegedly, some letters that he left for his fiance, you know, for his daughter, and supposedly for his... So, I wanted to talk about whether or not it's okay, if it's right, for you to be gay for this day. Why are you laughing?
What was the term again?
Gay for the stay.
Gay for the stay.
Now, my question is, let me lay the foundation out. Because let's think about someone in Aaron Hernandez's situation who's there for life. You're not getting out. You got 30 plus years, because in New Jersey, life is 30 years. So let's just say the bare minimum you're doing 30 years, right? You don't have no conjugal visits, right? So you ain't gonna be fucking your wife, your girl, your side bitches. If you want some booty, some ass, you're gonna get man booty. Right, that's just how it is. That's just the truth of the fact. So, is there ever a situation in which it's okay to be gay for the state if you're a heterosexual man? So, King Chuck, I know you're heterosexual. I know you have a wife, right? But let's say you get caught up in a situation and you're doing a long ass.
I gotta do 30 years.
You're doing 30 years.
I can't see my wife no more. No conjugal visits or nothing.
You ain't getting none of that Trinidadian pudding.
Okay.
What you doing?
I'ma try my best to fuck one of them lady COs.
Officers?
You goddamn right. What? I'm slinging it. If I was Aaron Hernandez?
No, not Aaron.
I was about to say, nigga, I'm 6'5", 250 pounds, solid. I'm slinging it.
You're King Chuck.
Chuck, I'm slinging it. I'm whipping it out right to that. Hey, Officer Pepper.
Well, let me give you a little insight on that. You know, the officers are fucking officers, so they don't really need inmate dick.
Oh, well, look.
So,
I'm doing something, but there is no way it's okay to be gay for the stay or day. None of that okay. shit. Nah.
30 years? So you telling me 30 years it's no way you let a nigga suck your dick?
No.
30 years, Chuck.
Fuck no. Look, you can make a fifi. I jerk off to both my hands, got calluses. Yeah, fifi. It's a fake pussy, you know, banana pill, sock, no lotion.
How you know about that?
I was locked up before. Listen, I didn't make it. I wasn't in there that long, but I know about it.
You called a pocket pussy, but you called her fifi.
No, no. In there, it's called a fifi. Mm-hmm. Out here, it's a pocket pussy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it ain't nothing new. And now they got robots and shit. They got pussy dolls. I can.
You can't order that. That's nothing on commissary.
They're going to have to do something. I got 30 years. Or, you know what? Every chance I get, I'm going to take my shank and stick it in somebody's neck until I get what I want. But you ain't finna force me to be gay? Nah. But that's just me.
But what if no one else ain't forced? Up on you?
Like, I don't give a fuck.
What? No. And the fucked up part is, who's pre-planning to be gay in jail?
I mean, like, what the real niggas trying to do? Like, somebody's sitting down right now, like, you know, it's all right. You give me 30 years, fuck it. I'm fucking somebody.
But I don't think that's something you plan. But 5 years, you may be strong. Let 10 years, something. That Charles look like Cynthia.
No, I'm going to tell you. No, one minute, Chuck. Like, Chuck hit it on the head. Like, them female COs,
they nasty.
But there's always that one female. That other CEO's like, yo, I'm passing on that. Me? Getting that body right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Getting that body right. Because she ain't going to pass on me.
Mm-hmm. And they don't all look good. Some of them be a little sloppy. Glasses and shit.
Older.
What's wrong with glasses? I got glasses.
No, not like that, though. But, you know.
It's
like,
everybody don't beat her down when she was younger and shit. Now she's
old. Yeah. I know. You know, when she come to work, her glasses is a little crooked. I don't know. It's just, or maybe one of the handles missing. I'm just saying. She's still a female. That's who I'm going after.
What's your thought, Iyada the Goddess?
If I was doing 30?
Or your perspective on niggas?
It'd be girls, so it's different.
Yeah. What do you mean different? Gay. See? I hate this shit.
For the
same.
Gay.
See? Double standing like a motherfucker.
Fucked it, right?
Oh, I'm not taking it in the butt.
Yeah, but listen, man. Like, another female pushing your head down. Like, I don't really want to fuck with you. But you gonna do this?
You gotta clean her carpet.
Yeah, no. Man.
No.
Yada, you small, yo. You ain't running shit in there. You small.
No.
Okay.
No.
Uh-huh. Well, as someone that knows about the prison system very well, I know that they say. Once you're there and you got a significant amount of time, you're going to be somebody's bitch or somebody's going to be your bitch. That's just the way it goes. So I don't think you go in there saying, I want to lick someone's pussy or I want to suck somebody's dick or I'm going to be fucking somebody in the ass. But we are only humans, as you say. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't getting no twat on a regular, a man booty starts to look appealing. You know, like I said, that 5 years, you may have been holding strong. It'd be that 10th year. Fuck it. Just do it. Hurry up. I can see Chuck like, nigga, just no. Don't
put you on that Martin shit. Hurry up, mom.
Hurry up, nigga. Chuck will be on lockup letting nigga rub his feet and shit. It's all right.
It ain't all right. What the fuck? You can see me. No, you can't.
Listen.
Fuck that, man.
It happens to the thuggest, the strongest. You
niggas
know?
Ain't right no more. You do come home. Let's just say.
Y'all watch too much.
Let's say your appeal comes up. Your appeal comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You did that shit 10 years, and 11th year the appeal goes through. You like, damn, wait on this motherfucker died. My appeal came through, and now you come back out on the streets, and you just ain't right again. You just ain't.
You go see your chick, right? And you don't want. You just want her to turn around so you can ram in.
That's that. That's what he did on American Me. Yeah. Look, I ain't with all that shit. I know. Uh-uh. You can't see me doing no shit like that. You crazy as hell. Don't touch my feet either.
Making him some oodles and noodles and shit. Bringing it to him in his fucking house robe. And listen,
shit, yo.
You know, we're making light of the situation, but...
Man, but...
I see it every day, you know.
And what was the letter saying?
Oh, well, they're not giving the details, but what they did say is that he specifically asked to be housed with certain dudes, and one person in particular. And they said that he's a known, you know, homosexual in the facility. So who knows? And my thought about that was like, you know, is it really that bad, nigga? He was doing 30 years, right?
But
everybody
needs
a little tenderness.
He beat the two
kids,
and the one
love,
he got charged for,
some comfort.
He had the appeal going.
Yeah, and he only been there for like 2 years, 3 years.
Shit, that's enough. When you're a fucking athlete getting pussy every day and you get nothing now.
But hold up, what was the letter saying? Like, he wanted to be with the gay people?
Well, he wanted to be housed with a particular inmate that was known to be.
Yeah, in other words, like the county. You're not in gym pop. You on like the second floor or some shit with the gay people. He wanted to be in there. So he
Well, he just wanted to be with one particular.
He was writing letters to the warden?
Warden?
Oh, no.
But on some real shit, I thought he was in protective custody. Like when
no, he
like,
wasn't in PC.
No,
he wasn't in PC.
Oh, man.
So, I just think it's a good topic to think about. You know, because a lot of motherfuckers say no, but when they facing them 30 years, that no becomes a maybe. Well, fuck it, this is my life. Not saying you too.
I cannot fathom that at all.
Oh,
fuck
man.
That,
that's
yo.
What I said. I couldn't pre-plan. Even when they gave me the life sentence in the courtroom, I'm like, I can't pre-plan then. What I'm going to do for 30 years?
And fuck then niggas. He hung himself?
Nah.
So he got what he wanted, and then he hung himself?
Well, that's what that. They say. I don't necessarily believe he hung himself. I think he somebody did him in.
Yeah, but if they said the furniture was pushed up against the door and it took them some time to open
They
the could
say anything. They say a lot of
that's,
things
that
about these
true.
Shootings
that's
going on with black men.
Yeah,
that's
you
so
nailed it. You
they
know
can
that.
Say yeah. anything.
That's true.
Right? So, just something to think about. So, I asked the people, is it okay to be gay for the stay? The term
Yo.
Is gay for the stay.
Yo, we got a copyright
straight here. At the gate.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
God.
I definitely didn't. You know.
Oh, that's not yours.
That. No, that's what the ladies at my facility say. Oh. Gay for the stay, straight at the gate.
So. I don't give a fuck. Still patting it. No, it ain't patting.
Straight at the gate.
Straight at the
gate. I get it.
And the funny thing
straight
is,
straight and you came in.
the crazy thing is that you're straight on the streets. You're gay as fuck in there. You have visits. You're straight again. Right? So you have your visits. You're with your man or your woman. You know, you're a different person. But as soon as you touch that gate again, you go back and get clink, clink, locked back in.
It's hey.
That's dirty pool, man. Niggas playing dirty pool.
All day,
son.
All day, son. All right, this is convo number 28. Convo number 28. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Make sure you go to iTunes. Listen, we're getting a lot of new listeners. I was just talking to Ray Books before you came in, and just the places that we're being heard. It's like amazing to me. Like, it was New Zealand and Mexico
wow.
and Australia. I'm like, wow. Like, our voice really resonates in Mexico and fucking New Zealand. Like, really?
That's what's up.
So it's pretty cool. Last week's Song of the Week was Rewind by Who That P. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you go check out Tekla's Chin Music. I gotta say this. I can't even lie no more. I can't even front anymore. Tekla Chin is my favorite dub rapper right now.
Oh, shit.
So
I put it on fucking wax. He's my favorite rapper right now.
So just in case the audience doesn't know or haven't heard previous shows, we have a group more like a family, Bond, Lifetime Bond, and we've made music through the years, longer than a decade. And some of us have fallen off, and others just keep going. And Tech right now, Tech is popping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bang is what we're doing in this shit. Bang. Like, I'm a fan. Like, and like I told him when he was sitting right next to me, like, I've seen his growth. I've seen him change his style. He stopped doing all that dirty rap. He's moving. He's dancing. He's making songs for the women. He's doing songs that, you know, speak on things, different messages, like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's growing. I appreciate that. So right now, you can name all the dub people that's rapping. He's my favorite right now.
Warner Major?
Well, Major's not really an artist right now. He's more behind the scene. Okay, he's not pushing himself as an artist. When it comes to making music, I think Major is leap years behind, ahead of a lot of people, not just the dub. But right now, within the dub, who's making music and pushing himself as a MC, mm-hmm. without a doubt, is Tekla. Mm-hmm. So, Tekla Ching, you're always welcome to come back. Bring your cousin, Bermuda Kid. So, yeah, you bring your I can't do the Jamaican accent, but you can bring Bermuda Kid
here. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so right now, we're going to get into the song of the week. So every week I want to feature a new song. Last week was Rewind by Who Dat Peas. This week it is, we're going to give you a little poetic feel, you know, your people. So it's by a lady by the name of Cotton Campbell. She gave me three songs. I'm going to play two. So right now we're going to play something called Kiss Me Down Below. Ooh, you probably like that. So Kiss Me Down Below by Cotton Campbell. If you want to get in contact with her, make sure you hit her on Facebook, Cotton Campbell. And here we go with Kiss Me Down Below.
I love you. Sheet silk, not satin. You got me speaking Latin, and that's never happened. Body parts clapping, I'm emotionally confused, but there's no misunderstanding. You made it clear what you came here for. He walks in, no conversation. Clothes fall to the floor. He dives in head first, kissing my thighs, knees bent, touching the sky. His lips pressed against mine, his tongue hungry for my moisture. My hands gripping the sheets, body pulsating, he came to devour me. Heavy breathing, his mission is to kiss me down below until he can't go any more. He's got me served up on a platter, napkins for any splatter. Body is about to go numb. She's ready to explode, shaking, pulsating, screaming his name, tears falling, sweating. This is intense. Heaven must be like this. I accept it. Then my body relaxes. Kiss me. I love you. Softly spoken.
That is our song of the week, Kiss Me Down Below by Cotton Campbell. Listen, I saw a picture. Someone actually sent me this picture of this woman, and I'm going to set it up for you guys. Her legs is popped open. She has on a two-piece, and the caption was, if you're selling pussy in the streets to take care of your kids, what are you considered? Are you considered a hoe, or are you a provider? So I thought about this because it's deep. It's deep dynamics when you think about it. The shit you got to do to keep the lights on, right? So it's easy to call someone a hoe, thot, loose cooch, whatever. But think about it. If they're doing it for the kids, does the title change? So King Chuck, I'm gonna start with you. A lady out on the street selling that pussy. What is she? Hoe?
Let's be clear. A hoe is a hoe. It doesn't matter if you're doing it for the kids or not. A hoe is a hoe. You're always gonna be a hoe. Let's stop playing. Or is she a provider? Look, listen. Some are good hoes and some not. So, look. I love you, Ma. But I know there was times she did some things with my stepdad. You know, whilst you know, I got my real. I know who my real daddy is. You know, and they was together. Or at least my daddy thought. And at the time, like...
I just caught that.
Maybe my daddy couldn't get her some diapers for me real quick, or, you know. So she went to my stepdad for that, who wasn't my stepdad at the time. So, I mean, every single mother has done some shit with her shit. I mean, it is what it is, man. You know.
So if she out selling the pussy or using the pussy to get,
yeah, it's the same thing.
Financial means for her kids.
Yeah. If you a hoe, you a hoe. It's no getting around that. But if you do it, I mean, that's the only way I could put it.
So a hoe is a hoe no matter what.
No matter
how
what.
You doing it
no
for.
Matter what.
Okay.
All right, listen. I'm going to skip my turn. But that what I know from Queen Yada is that she's an Instagram model, right? And I've seen a lot of pictures. She has a lot of followers. And I'm sure not coming for you, but I'm saying that you're in, you know, a lot more women than I do, you know.
Okay.
That might be in, I'm a homebody. So I mean, I'm gonna let you try.
I'm a homebody too.
So yeah, what's your thoughts, Yada the Goddess?
My thoughts. I mean, if you're a woman, use what you got.
There you go.
Get that dick, get your food.
It's a gold mine. There you go. Well said.
They've been doing it for years. Helen and Troy, come on. They go to wars for this stuff.
She ain't never lied, boy. She ain't never lied.
What's wrong with a meal? A hot plate? You want a hot plate and some hot water?
My baby needs some sneakers.
Yeah. I don't have kids, so it's kind of hard for me to, like, get on the subject. But if I did, listen, you want what? All right. Let me call up one of these guys.
Yo, he's crazy.
Wow.
Kid needs some retros.
But y'all, I'm thinking it on a bigger scale. Y'all talking about just an item. Sneakers. I'm talking about you gotta pay that rent. You gotta pay that mortgage. You gotta pay that tuition. See, I kind of disagree with what you said. You said a hoe is a hoe.
Yes, a hoe is a hoe.
A hoe is a hoe.
You can't put them together, yo.
Nigga, a hoe is short for honey, because I don't know your name.
Okay.
Whatever. My thing is, if a female goes out and does what she needs to do to provide for her kid, and I ain't talking about buying no fucking Jordans. I'm talking about making sure her kid has a place to live, food in their bellies, and she goes out and does whatever she needs to do. I don't necessarily think that's a hoe. A hoe is just doing it just because you want to fuck. You just don't care. If you got a purpose why you doing it, sometimes the end justifies the means. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that. I guess I didn't see it right, but I feel the same way. Like I was trying to say, you know, I know for a fact my mama did some shit. But she ain't no hoe. But I mean,
no. Well, if you're saying that she
it
don't,
it sound like some hoe shit. Listen,
but why you gotta be in a hoe?
Every girl, somebody told one.
Well, you know that's true too.
Even your daddy, not your stepdaddy.
That's true too. Daddy. And whoever she was with before my dad, yeah.
I was my hoe.
I agree.
Alright.
You know, a hoe is a, so, you know.
But I mean, the word is used loosely, the hoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that's what I think. Yeah. I think and, the word is just...
But for real, like, I think, for example, if your kids are well provided for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your mama needs to fuck a guy or two to get you in that private school.
Mm-hmm.
And pop it open.
Is it...
Does that mean she a hoe?
I'm just trying to figure it out, because it's still, like, providing, right? It's
based like on what you and I know, yeah, she's still hoe. That's still my mom and I love her. But
it's about you. It's trying to make you better.
If she still had to do that, just to do that. Just
but there's no money. There's no
money. There's no other way it's coming in.
There's no other resources.
Ain't no money
there's
for
no
her to fucking
somebody
sky.
Else.
And if she's not, then how is that different from a ho-ho?
A ho-ho is just you fucking any Tom, Dick, and Harry just because they blew your kiss or
so in other
interest.
Words, she a hoe with purpose. She a hoe
well, no.
with purpose.
It's no, but you keep using the word hoe. It's just a woman that's taking care of her business, doing what she need to do at the time.
Because in the words of Yada, yo, look, use what you got to get what you want.
Right.
Or not necessarily what you want, what you need
what
at
you
that
need.
Time.
Okay, what you need, you know. Yeah,
because you don't want to use it all the time.
Yeah, and that's the difference between
you just
a hoe.
Use it for the,
a hoe is just going to use it all the time practice. Because she got the pussy. A woman that's taking care of her business, hey, I got to use this pussy card right now because my kids got to get into school. So I think there's a difference.
Well, hold on. What about the sexual attraction piece? Like, okay, I want to fuck. Does that make her a hoe? I mean, because, listen, if women move like niggas, if women move like men period, just niggas, right, then they be fucking everything that they're attracted to. So that technically means that all men are hoes.
Yeah, because we hoes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they think we become studs or we get a pat on the back. We don't.
No?
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we
know we don't.
No, we don't.
Yes, yes, y'all do.
See, this is, and it's funny. The more we become, we hoes by nature, you know, and the more
hoes by nature.
Men, all men are hoes by nature, and the more we do dirt and shit, fuck other bitches, the more bitches want to fuck us. I don't, it's crazy. So, I don't, look,
man. So we have master keys, right? So, the master keys unlocks all these doors.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a door that every key fits in, that's a fucked up door.
What's the purpose of having a lock there? What the fuck? I get it. I'm with it.
I don't know.
Shout out to all the ladies out there that gotta do what they gotta do.
Yeah, I just think it's a difference when you have to do what you gotta do.
It's a tough situation.
If you, let's just say if you have someone, let's say your sister. Anybody's sister, Yada's sister, Ray's sister, Chuck's sister, anybody's sister, my sister, who's always carried herself in a particular way, you know, has kids, for whatever reason she's short, and she goes out and does what she needs to do. I can't call her no hoe. Because Monday through Friday, she not fucking every nigga that's, you know, buying her bottle in the club. She's home taking care of her kids. She got to go out on Saturday and fuck somebody because the kids need money for their field trip. I think that's different.
Man, shout out to Rihanna for a female that knows what the fuck she wants out of life. Because she don't need to fuck nobody for money.
Hold up. She's still a
hoe. She ain't a hoe. She ain't a hoe. Listen.
Everybody had that.
Well, but you do you, not everybody. She has certain type of dudes she fucks with and that she wants. If she has the appetite for it, she go and gets it, and she presses, kind of like we would do on a female. Like, that's why I think the game is fucked up, Chuck. Because Rihanna, every nigga still want to bang that. Every regular nigga still want to bang that.
Because just y'all like, regular niggas. Just like but us. Niggas in the industry ain't necessarily want to bang
that. We don't want to watch it.
I don't know about that.
Everybody want to. I don't know about me.
Not at this point
like
in time.
I said, I don't know. Now, look, here you go. I got one for you. Like, in the movie, Set It Off.
Mm-hmm.
Jada did some old shit, but what, she wasn't no hoe? But she fucked old boy.
Exactly. That's my point. She wasn't a hoe, but she did what she needed to do for her brother, right?
Yeah.
So she's not a hoe.
No, she wasn't a hoe.
But you said if you do anything, a hoe is a hoe. You can't.
Yeah, a hoe is a hoe. You can't put them together. That's what I was trying to say. Like the provider, you know, some hoe shit. Yeah. But it ain't a hoe.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You can do hoe like shit and not be a hoe.
That's what I was trying to say, you know, with my mother and everything, stepdaddy, daddy, you know.
Okay, so that's the point. So we're on the same page. That's what I'm saying too. So you can go on and do hoe like shit and still not be a hoe. Yeah. The problem that I have is kind of what Raymond said. Why is it the female is, and I want to get your point of view on this, Yada the Goddess. Why is it the female, when she knows what she wants, right, and she wants to bag him or him, and he's just another nigga on the count list or the hit list or whatever you want to call it, she's a hoe. Can't she be a woman that just knows what she wants? And I want to get Yada the Goddess.
Oh, I thought you were gonna respond to that. No response to that. I mean, I don't think she's a hoe. She want a guy, go get him. Why not? Nobody gonna talk while I'm talking.
We give you time to shine.
Yeah.
I really think, like, if you wanna go deal with a guy, go deal with him. Why not? Go test the waters. You can't just jump into something like, oh, this is gonna work. Like, a lot of women, they just jump into a relationship and then they're like, oh, I'm in love. And just, like, you don't know what love is. You haven't even tried anything yet. You haven't experienced different levels of men and maturity and stuff. You just dealing with one guy. Oh, now you're in love. In love with what? What does he do for you? Does he even provide for you at the end of the day? Because we all looking for that winner guy. That's what women look for. We want the winner. He could be rich, but okay, he's rich, but he drinks too much or smokes too much. I don't want that. Now it's time for the next one. Okay, we get a poor guy. He don't drink, he don't smoke, he's a good catch.
But he's broke as fuck.
But he's broke as fuck. Right, so time for another one. Try something else.
Hey, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a hole. But that's a hole.
No, no.
The pedestal's just high.
The problem is, like Bugs was saying before, if you a chick that busted open, I don't give a fuck how many guys you've been with. You somebody hoe. You know, that's just, we don't make rules. You somebody, you might be the good catch to somebody, but you somebody hoe. That dude gonna refer to, oh yeah, that bitch. Yeah, that bitch. I mean, that's just how it goes, you know. But get back to what you were saying, you know. Like I said, if, look, a hoe is a hoe, but you know, the provider, it's only different because she not just busting it open just to get a nut. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Okay. Hoes don't do that. Nah, I can't say that. I know some hoes that, you know, they need their hair done. So they try to do something, get a little $60 real quick. So, nah, I can't.
$60?
You know, yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
She's a dumb hoe then.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It's different.
Is the difference between prostitution versus a hoe? Is it all like in the same box?
Well, yeah, because prostitutes get paid.
Well, hoes getting paid. I mean, listen.
A lot of hoes ain't getting paid. They just hoes.
Listen, right. Ain't too many females that ever fuck for free. It costs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, at the end of the day,
that's your profession. That's different. You actually charging niggas, you know. This ain't for no damn...
Right. You got a set price.
Yeah.
I want this at the door.
It's credit card pussy, nigga.
Need my money.
Yes. Swipe right now, nigga, before you get this.
But it's business. They're actually giving you a service so they can provide for themselves and their family.
And I ain't mad at that.
Hey, you gotta get the money. Listen, this is the only thing I don't understand. And I would never understand. You can be a hoe. You can be whatever you are. And it's not what people call you. It's what you answer to.
Okay.
But this is my only issue. Is I don't understand how any woman cannot have food in their cabinets. How you cannot have nice clothes on your kids. And when I mean nice clothes, I don't mean it has to be name brand. But just clean. You know, no one should ever be hungry when you got that between your legs, because there's always a motherfucker to make sure your needs is met.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand how people send their kids to school and they looking dingy, they looking fucked up while you driving a Mercedes. Oh, and I've seen it so much. You know I've seen it. And how is that possible?
Addiction.
How is that possible?
Addiction of what? What's the addiction?
Me. Listen. A lot of superficial people here, and it's people who want to, well, who consider themselves the number one priority. That is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have myself a Benz. I'll feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. I'll let my kids run around here ragged, mm-hmm. male or female.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm numero uno in this bitch.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's the worst addiction nobody talks about in our capitalist society, right? Is to get money and feel important. But we don't think about the seeds we make out here, mm-hmm. and what we're teaching them. But furthermore, you also have drugs, you have alcoholism, and a gang of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the reasons why we see a handful of these kids.
Well, I just don't think a woman should never go without, or their kids should go without. In today's time, well, not even today's time, because women have been selling pussy. Prostitution is the oldest profession. So there should never be a time that your children or you should go without. So when I saw that post that someone put or sent me that picture saying, "Is she a hoe or provider?" She's a fucking provider.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're taking care of the needs. If you're not just popping it open for
any nigga, just busting it open, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, you may be the trick for the night, you know, whatever. Right. So it is what it is.
But y'all sitting on the gold. You're sitting on the gold mine.
That's why you gotta groom that thing, make sure it's right, take care of it, so you can get what you need.
Don't make me start singing up here.
Don't do it, babe. All right, this is Convo number 28. So if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to iTunes or SoundCloud and check us out. While you're on SoundCloud, comment. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know your thoughts on the different topics we discussed tonight. On iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review. That always helps us out. Make sure you follow my brother, The Real King Chuck. Follow me, our Queen Tiffany, and become my friend. I need friends. I love friends.
Yeah, follow me. I'll follow you back.
But I like the fact that your shit is growing. You got some numbers now.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when you was like struggling. Now you get it. Got a couple of hundreds. That's what's up.
That's on Twitter.
That is on Twitter. Yeah. So and follow the pod at _midnightconvos. And we're on Instagram right now. A lot of pictures and videos of what's going on tonight is gonna be on Instagram, Midnight Convos Podcast. Last topic for tonight. I want to end the show with something fun, you know, because we sometimes talk about a lot of heavy shit. Tonight we didn't talk about heavy, heavy shit, but it varies based on the topics for the week. But I wanted to end the show with something called Cut 'Em Loose. So I'm going to give you 4 different things, whether it's singers, hip-hop artists, items, whatever the case may be, and I want you to cut one loose. All right, so we always focus on hip-hop. So today, I'm going to move from hip-hop and go to the R&B side of things. And I'm going to name 4 R&B singers, and I want you guys to cut one loose. And tell me why you're cutting this one loose.
Okay.
So, I'm going to start with our guests for tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with Yada the Goddess.
Oh, man. We'll cut loose.
All right, so I have Usher. I have Kells, Mr. R. Kelly. I have Luther. And I have Maxwell. Who are you cutting loose?
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross. There's only one Luther.
There's 2. Fats.
Yeah, it's Fats.
You got a point there.
That's a hard one. That's a toughie. Like, just cut them loose, or all their music, or...
Yep, everything, all their accomplishments, all their music, one, you gotta get rid of.
They never existed.
They never existed. They never brought us their hits.
I'm gonna have to go with R. Kelly.
Whoa! The Pied Piper?
I'm sorry.
The Pied Piper. Okay, so...
I did not see that one coming.
My heart right now.
He should have peed on the girl.
What? She wanted it.
Beep, beep.
And that was a hoe.
That's horrible. Alright, we gotta give her an opportunity.
I see.
I mean,
hold on. Give us an opportunity.
I should have brought Justin Bieber. He's like a little superstar. People love Justin. Justin is making music with the Migos
right
now.
She fucking said Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Whew. And then you got Luther Vandross. He's like, you know, he could sing all day, every day. He's the wedding songs, the ceremony songs, everything. And then you got Maxwell. Like, who doesn't still listen to Maxwell?
Maxwell get the man's moist.
What? Wait, why are you looking at me though? Was that the monkey wrench?
30 years, nigga.
He gonna have him on his wall. That's a woman.
R. Kelly just, I know. We want to listen to Bump and Grind and Keys in My Admission, but
you know. Getting rid of Kelly.
When he got made that Chocolate Factory, I was listening.
Wow.
But he had a lot of classics before Chocolate that, Factory. But so you're getting rid of Kells.
Yeah, I had to get rid of Kells. Okay.
All right. Ray Bugs, Hubby, who are you getting rid of? Let me just name all the people once again so
please
the people know. We got Usher, we got R. Kelly, we got Luther, and we have Maxwell.
Get the fuck out of here, Maxwell, man. You gotta go.
Maxwell?
His bright yellow ass gotta go. All them dark niggas can stay. Word up, yo. Cause them motherfuckers got some voices. Usher, once Usher did that video, and he had the rollies on before rollies was popping and them Air Force Ones, he had me. I said, this motherfucker just rolled across the, slid across the floor, did a reverse moonwalk. He did it forward. I said, how the fuck you do that shit? Yo, Usher has been the dance king next to Michael Jackson. I haven't seen nobody take his throne. I mean, you got Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy.
But for a long time, besides Mike, who's an older brother, you know.
Yeah, she used to be working.
Usher, man. I mean, so many memories. You will wait for the new Usher video to drop because the first single, you know, would be big. He'd be dancing, and he had the background dancers. He'd be out dancing them. Usher was amazing. And he had a voice on him. It wasn't a studio voice. Usher was crazy. Kells, that's my generation. That's my generation. Aaron Hall faded away. Another dark skin bald head nigga. And then Kells jumped in. I love that. And Luther, what can we say about Luther? I mean, y'all nailed it. I mean, ceremonial songs. When we clean the house. Oh, my wife wants to clean the house. On Saturdays, you know. That's in the rotation. Every weekend, I hear him.
Absolutely.
Every week, he's gone. He was great. He did a song, Dance With My Father Again. Mm-hmm. And I think that song was written for a girl and her father. And he sung it and pulled it off. I mean, that's an amazing talent.
Okay. King Chuck, who are you getting rid of? Let me name it again, just in case.
All right.
Usher.
Mm-hmm.
They call me U.S.H.E.R. R. Kelly, Luther, and Maxwell.
Honestly, bye-bye, Usher. Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Come on, man. You got to look, this is the list. Luther, R. Kelly, Maxwell, Usher. Are you fucking kidding me? If it wasn't for that dumb shit he did, getting another big bitch pregnant outside of Chili. See, he was being a hoe. Outside of Chili, he had some hits, but that was the album.
Right? Confessions.
Yeah, that one. You know, Situation, all that shit. Right? So, where will we be without him? Like, we can't imagine shit without Luther. Come on. R. Kelly, what? You bugging. And Maxwell, it's not one single lady that don't like Maxwell. We could do without Usher. Fuck Usher.
No.
Take him and his Heelys. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking Usher.
Hey, yo, it's crazy coming from you because we like the same age,
mm-hmm.
more or less. And Usher was with you for that whole like span.
I never liked him.
Oh, okay.
And he ain't got no song better than
which R. Kelly wrote.
And Maxwell sung the shit out of that fucking song. Love that shit.
That's what's up.
He gotta go.
How many albums does Maxwell have?
I'm rolling with Chuck. When she said R. Kelly, I'm like, but the reason why she said R. Kelly, she said because Usher brought Justin Biebs. Who gives a fuck about Justin Biebs? But, okay. How can you not? And I thought I did an easy list. I thought that was the obvious. Like, mm-hmm. which one is not like the other? Mm-hmm. Usher. But this is what I'll say. R. Kelly is our generation. I remember when Honey Love was out and I was singing that song and I was fucking a kid. Honey. When he was with Public Announcement, you can't take R. Kelly off. I don't care. All the extracurricular shit. His music is one thing that you cannot. Luther is a classic. One of my favorite songs is so amazing. House is not a home, but so amazing and my absolute one of my favorite songs. And Maxwell, he just switched up the whole game. His music just switched up. When he first came out, no one was doing that. Nobody was doing no type of music like that. He made you expand your mind. And not only does the women love him, men love him. Right? Men love him. But Usher? Like, Usher got some cute songs, but I always looked him as a child star. Right? I see him more as a teeny bopper. When I want to hear grown man music, grown folk music, it ain't gonna be Usher. He ain't even in the playlist. He don't make the playlist. But yeah, I just know how you can keep Usher on that list when you got mega motherfucking stuff. And then to knock R. Kelly out.
That's what I want to say.
When R. Kelly wrote fucking songs for all of them.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, R. Kelly wrote for Luther. R. Kelly wrote for Maxwell. R. Kelly wrote for Usher. He helped all of them, man. And people don't give R. Kelly the true props that he deserved, because not only is he an artist, at one point in time he was making hits for everybody. Yeah, everybody had to go see R. Kelly to get a hit. So, y'all to the goddess. I don't know where you what you was talking about.
She's worried about these golden showers and shit.
What about his secret wife that nobody knew of?
But we don't, you know.
It's all right. It's okay.
Mike was fucking little boys, but people still love Mike.
Nah, Mike ain't touching boys.
Yeah, whatever.
Nah,
he just kept dropping fucking.
I can't touch them boys, though.
He just kept playing no lawsuits.
We got real defensive. Mike ain't touch them boys, though.
He was found innocent only time went to court.
Mike ain't touch them boys, though.
But he kept spending all his money. He dropped lawsuits. No, he got lawsuits. He had to pay cases. And it's not no little bit of money. Substantial amount of money.
For who? For him or for us?
What do you mean for him or us?
He paid $20
million. To the victim.
To the victim. Is that $20 million lot for us or for him?
What the fuck you mean?
He said you paid a lot of money.
To the victim.
It's a lot of money. $20 million, a lot of money. For us or
but
for
does it matter if you don't if you have not touched the boy or you have not done anything
it
like that?
Wait, time out, Tip. This happens all the time with CEOs, corporations. Donald Trump just paid $25 million for the whole Trump University shit before he became
because
president.
He was fucking wrong.
It doesn't matter if he was wrong or right. He didn't want to take it there to court. $25 million closing case. This happens all the time for public figures. They just pay it so it doesn't hit the presses.
It hit the press. Everybody knew about it. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
So don't go there because it happens all the time in our society.
But wait, time
just
out.
Just because you
Mike
play.
Ain't touched them boys, man.
And Mike
touch you. Why the fuck you so defensive?
No, time out.
Did he play with your balls?
I like Mike.
Tickle your balls.
Real rap, the kid he paid that $20 million or the probably.
They admitted they lied, though.
They admitted they lied because his dad coerced them to.
But the people came out and said it.
Michael did something for any grown ass man to have be laying up in the bed with these boys. Something ain't
that's
right.
His childhood was fucked up.
So what? You ain't a grown man
what's
laying up in the bed.
What's the guy named the Jello guy? What's his name?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, just like with Bill Cosby and
he
all the
fucked
white
them
women.
Bitches. How can you say that?
But
he's
he
on the court of public
bitches.
Opinion. Let him go to court.
Wait,
he
let him have his
thing.
Yeah, he did. Hold on.
He drugged them bitches.
Yeah, he drugged
them. Yeah, he drugged them.
He was bringing up bitches from the 60s and the 70s.
But if you drug somebody,
they was doing the drugs themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think he drugged them.
No. He didn't drug them? What the fuck you mean he didn't drug them?
It was the thing to do. He didn't rape them. But they was fucking.
If somebody is not under their right mind, mm-hmm. if you put
every weekend
just put shit in their fucking drinks, and you
they
take
made
it.
That a rule now, though. That shit was popping in the 60s.
Oh,
they was taking
you
sin.
You justified.
No, running up in the...
So let somebody take... While your wife is away this weekend, let somebody put some in her fucking drink.
Oh, it's going down. I'm
okay,
putting it down
then.
For 30
okay.
years. And I ain't touching no nigga. You understand?
It's
all right,
standard.
Aaron.
It's double standard. See, when all these...
But Mike ain't touched them boys, man.
Boys, right? Boy, it's some real shit, man.
And get Usher off the list.
shout out to Charlamagne the God because he put it on black.
Yes,
he said, he said so many people have made money
different
off this Bill Cosby situation,
mm-hmm.
and it hasn't even gone to court yet. You know,
it's not. It's
been
dropped.
No, all the charges have dropped.
No, well, no,
and that's
not.
But
no, there's a lot of cases. It's not only that one.
There's multiple.
It's all of them.
But all of them have dropped.
All of them.
And that's how I know he didn't do it. He didn't rape
him. I thought he's going to Pittsburgh. It was in Pittsburgh. They just had the jury.
Yeah, and they opened up the unsealed because he paid her off,
mm-hmm.
but they unsealed the documents, the case, because of all the cases that's coming out. So pretty much in those previous documents, he admitted to using Quaaludes or whatever
mm-hmm.
to do what he needed to do on
mm-hmm.
these women.
It's to get them in the mood. It's just like if I give you
fuck out of here. A drink and Quaaludes are two different things.
I know that. I'm just saying.
So don't tell me.
Ain't rape them, man. And Mike ain't touch them boys. Bill Cosby.
What does Walmart and Mike Jack got in common?
Oh, there you go.
50% boys over. Some shit.
You stupid.
Look.
I fucked up the joke, but I used to.
I'm with you, Mike.
Look.
Listen, only Mike know and them boys know, but I think it's really peculiar when you're laying up when you want to be hiding up in a fucking tree instead of fucking some women, and you as rich and successful as you are, and you want to be in the bed with little boys talking about you can see my Peter.
Listen, now something that ain't right. I agree with. I agree with that 100%.
And don't give me no shit, oh, his childhood was his fucked childhood. Up. No, no, because my childhood was fucked up. And he had fucking all his
They were forcing him to smash chicks when he was six or seven years old and shit.
His childhood was not fucked up.
It was.
Mine was. He was rich when he was a child. They need to stop saying that bullshit.
Who cares? What does money got to do with your childhood? With your
but
childhood?
He wasn't his
childhood was fucked up. But he's the only person getting whoopings.
He wasn't a child when he was a child.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So that's,
and most
that's
people
why his
ain't
right
now.
That's why his childhood was fucked up, because he had to grow up fast.
Yeah.
But hold on. The celebrity that people at the age of 18, 20 are coming upon, NFL players, athletes, mm-hmm, and they losing their mind trying to figure out coming from humble beginnings to deal with this shit. Could you imagine being 7, 8 years old and your brothers, everybody beating right now, and they said, yo, Mike, you got to beat that right there.
Stop using that shit as an excuse. Because that wasn't a childhood, a fucked up childhood.
You 7, 8. But everything fucked. Things affect people differently.
Right,
now.
Traveling. He didn't get a chance to play in the yard with other kids. He didn't get a chance.
That part, I'm riding
with you. But sexual experiences too early can fuck with people when they get older. That's not
motherfucker was odd. And
yes, very.
I'm not knocking that.
And that, you know, and what? And that made him a genius.
No, absolutely. I think most geniuses are fucking odd,
mm-hmm,
right?
All of them.
You know, you want to think about it, but something was off with Michael. And
don't you climb trees? No, motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember he did that interview with Diane Sawyer while he's in the fucking treehouse. He's climbing like a fucking monkey, and she asked him, "So you would not? You'd rather be in a tree instead of a be with a woman?" He was like, "Yeah, this is liberating.
I would
Peter Pan." What the fuck is wrong with him?
You know what? Though?
Yeah, I knew Michael was not right,
but he wrote that album Thriller in that tree.
The point. I didn't say that.
He was about to. In that same tree. That's his, you know, I never want to grow up. Like Peter Pan. I never want to grow up.
Michael.
Well,
I mean,
doing music, you have to have a vivid imagination.
I do. Yeah.
And he was imagining fucking
the
boys.
No, man.
So I was like, get back to work. Treehouse. Fuck a treehouse.
But he the only one that's fucked up.
Everybody else got married, you know. Latoya fucked up, Latoya fucked up, Marlon, Randy, why did they fuck up? Tito was the one with the curl, and that's Jermaine, he just might be the worst.
He got like
Jermaine be beating though. Jermaine been having some.
Yeah, he got, you know.
But they were passing the women along.
Daughter. But he got this fake toupee, padded, pasted. And he went to barbershop, and he black it out.
They got the Jack Harrell wave on top.
With the flat
that
top.
That shit always looking on point.
They got little bush in the back.
That shit is
on the ponytail, yeah.
It's not even a ponytail, it's just a square little patch back.
But they all got that hair stuff. They all got that shit. The whole family got that shit.
Jana's crazy. Jana is the only one that kind of came out sane.
Nah, they got Reba. Reby. She played low-key. She ain't really been in it.
Oh, yeah.
She's the oldest, I believe.
Janet back in the market again, Chuck.
Woo!
That might be my baby week next week.
Yeah, she did. She got her $500 million from her ex-husband.
Did you listen to our show when we talked about that?
Mm-mm.
You got to go back and listen. It's like 2 episodes
ago. She got bread like that?
Yes, she was.
She got her own bread, and
why wouldn't you just stay with him?
He's a billionaire.
Right. I'm going to skate off with $500 million. No. I want all of that shit. No.
Well, when is it enough?
Which husband was this one?
This is her last one. The billionaire.
She had the baby back.
Yeah.
She just had the baby back.
They had a baby together too?
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you late.
I'm all not.
She's 50 years old and she had that baby.
Yeah, $1 billion to make a 50-year-old have a healthy baby.
But she was already worth $250 million. So I mean, ooh. I know $500 million is a lot more, but it wasn't like
she was struggling. Cash. That's not what she worth. That's straight cash.
Cash, yeah, she. Ooh. That's her cash value.
Now he a billionaire. Liquid. That's a billion. Like,
but I'm just saying, she wasn't struggling.
Why not? Nigga, I fuck Oprah.
Nigga, did you hear? He said he would fuck Leslie Jones from the
from the Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters. So you asked if he gonna fuck
Janice? She seemed like she was fun though.
Yeah. See, thank you. Fun. Yeah. You know.
Well, she got a good personality.
Yeah, not like that. You know, I know she a little hard to look at. Find beauty in something. Fuck it.
You should.
Down that. I like her smile. She got that nice smile. Face down. Man, chocolate ass. Stupid.
All right, y'all. This is Convo 28. Convo 28. If you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud and iTunes and check us out. So, right now, we go to King's Ranch.
Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All rise for the honorable me, motherfucking shit. The fuck? Now, in this episode of King's Court, I want to talk about LeVar Ball. I don't know if y'all know him or not, but this is the father who's pushing all his three sons to be like megastars in the NBA. And so far, so good. It's working. You know, he got the brand and it's lit. And yeah, big ball or some shit. And he got the sneakers out. Them shit's like $500 a wop, you know. I ain't with all that, but I get what he's doing. This is a black father taking care of his kids as he should. And but he had a little problem, I think last week or something. Somebody was talking about him. There was somebody, I forgot her name, but she ain't important enough to mention. But she was talking about him, you know, this, that, you shouldn't be saying this, that, and third. But he hasn't said anything wrong. He's not disrespectful, you know. He's a little aggressive, but whatever. But she has something to say about him. So when he finally got a chance to be on the show with her, he was talking to somebody else. Somebody else had asked him a question. And she tried to just chime in on him and shit, and he shut that shit down. And then this bitch gonna try to turn the oh my God, this is a big black man, he threatened me. So I just wanted to say that to him, LeVar Ball, keep doing your thing, brother. You know, I'm with you. I'm in your corner. I'm not really a fan, but I understand exactly what it is you're doing. And I agree with you 95%. But what that white chick was doing, I think that shit is wrong. And that's the problem we got right now. I'm sick and tired of the white woman using that shit. Oh my God, this black person spoke to me. They're a threat. I'm afraid. I can't stand that shit. That's all I wanted to say. I'm out. Peace.
That's King's Court. Yo, that's a whole nother topic. This LeVar Ball, he is too much.
He's a character.
Like, in some aspects, I respect what he's doing because he's building his brand for his son, and I get that for his son's plural because the other two are going to be playing college ball. But it's like, yo, you got to let your children be men. How can he be a man if you're always the mouthpiece? Mm-hmm. So we could talk about him next week. This was an excellent show. I had fun, as always. So make sure you check us out every week Tuesday. It will be up for your viewing pleasure. I'm going to leave with a little Cotton Campbell, some of her poetic sounds. She left me with three tracks. I'm going to play the second one as my outro. So, if you want to get in contact with her, hit her on Facebook, Cotton Campbell, and we're going to leave out what he loves me. So, in the meantime, in between time,
peace.
We'll see you next episode.
You love me. I know because you told me so. You love me so differently, especially when we're apart. I can't keep quiet. I refuse to be silent. You love me and I love you back. You love me the way no man ever has. I can only reward you for that. You love me. Not because I'm so easy to love, but because of how we make love, not just sex. This isn't sexual. It's more than that. I please you, and you're pleasing to me. You've provided what I've been seeking, what I need. You love me like a grown man should. Flowers and candy, you know just what to say. You're mentally stimulating phone conversations till 2 a.m. Then you stop by just to give me a kiss, say goodnight, or tuck me in. You called your mama just to say I gotta have her. She's the one. You called my father just to say I'll take care of her. Worry no more. You love me. Especially different in every way imaginable. You love me.